Good afternoon. It's Piotr Niemczycki on this side. With me is Grzegorz Kosakowski, the member of the management board and the CFO, Tomasz Józefacki, member of the management board, Ula Strych, our PR director, and Nina Grabosz, our IR director. I hope everybody got the presentation that was published on our website. It will be much easier for us to go through the and describe our financial results if you have the presentation in front of you. So starting on page number two, obviously we have been through three difficult quarters for media, I believe, everywhere in the world. Despite the recession in ad expenditure and the seasonality of the ad expenditure in the third quarter, the revenues of the group was equal to 246.8 million zlotys. We tried to match our business model to current market conditions, therefore with a decrease in revenues by 13.3%, we reduced operating costs by 12.5%. On October 31, we finalized execution of the program of group layoffs in the company, which was an element of the staff reduction program within the efficiency improvement plan. I would like to stress that the efficiency improvement plan is still in force, and we look for further synergies between our media to simplify operational processes and take the advantage of the group multimedia potential. As a result of all this effort, the group closed third quarter with the net results of 9.6 million. Operating EBITDA of the group stood for at the level of 33.3, and operating EBITDA margin reached 13.5%. Going to the next page, some internal factors that influence the group results in third quarter. As far as revenues are concerned, we can observe less dynamic decrease in copy sales revenues compared to two previous quarters of this year. In third quarter, the copy sales revenues decreased by 1.6. Just to remind you that in first quarter, the decline was 7.1, and in the second quarter it was equal to 4%. This is the result of Gazeta copy price increase introduced twice this year. Among these things worth it to stressing, there is a lower than in the previous quarter ad revenues decrease and positive contribution of special projects, the group revenues, which grew their revenues by 86.6%. As far as revenue structure is concerned, group internet activities increased their share in the total revenues, and outdoor segment proved to be a stable element in the group's revenues. The group efficiency leveraged assets in its portfolio, as for example, printing houses are generating additional revenues from printing services for external clients. As I already mentioned, as a result of operating efficiency improvement plan implemented in the group, we managed to decrease significantly operating costs in the group in the third quarter by 12.5%. The large cost cutting was introduced in marketing and promotion expenditure, which was down by 29.2%. A cost saving results from the staff cost decline as well. Till the end of October, 393 dismissal notices were delivered in the group. As a result of all activities undertaken in the group, the number of employees was reduced by 473 in comparison to the end of December 2008. Full effect of the staff reduction plan will be visible in 2010, and we are still going to continue implementation of the operating efficiency improvement plan and strict cost control. The only cost position that increased was the cost of energy and materials. It was up by 6.4%. Going to the next page, ad market. In third quarter 2009, ad market decreased by 15%. In the last quarter, the ad expenditure growth in internet was impeded. Let me just remind you that in second quarter, ad expenditure in internet grew by 5%, while in third quarter, the growth reached less than 1%. The deep and decline in ad expenditure can be observed in outdoor advertising from 10% in second quarter to 21% in third quarter, and radio advertising from 18% in second quarter to 20% in the third quarter. The decline in ad expenditure in TV was embedded from 18% in second quarter to 13% in third quarter. The decrease dynamics of ad expenditure in dailies was embedded in comparison to second quarter, down by 31%, and was equal to 23% in third quarter. Similar situation was observed in ad expenditure in magazines, which declined by 16% in third quarter, and in second quarter the decline was equal to 20%. There are positive forecasts for Polish GDP, but taking into consideration elements of GDP like investment and consumption and they level up till now, so far we do not see significant signs of improvement in the ad market. Going to the next page, talking about dailies ad market. First three quarters of this year brought changes in dailies market. The events that are worthy to mentioning is Polska at the time lost the possibility to offer ad campaigns on the national level after closing 9 out of 18 titles under the Polska at the Times brand. Merging Dziennik Polska and Gazeta Prawna into one title because that we have one less title on the market and one less title on Saturday because the new title is not published on Saturday. Ad revenues in dailies in third quarter declined by 23%. Looking back on the previous quarters, in first quarter the decline was 24.5% and in the second quarter was 31%. So the third quarter is the lowest decline this year. Gazeta's share in dailies ad expenditure results mainly from the significant decrease in the recruitment ads by 64%, real estate by 40%. In both of the segments, Gazeta holds a leadership position. Our market share in recruitment is 80% and our market share in the real estate segment is 55%. If recruitment ads were excluded, Gazeta would slightly strengthen in position in dailies ad expenditure in third quarter. Metro maintains its share in dailies ad expenditure in third quarter at the level of 4%. And thanks to the stable share of Agora's titles in dailies ad expenditure, Agora remains the largest player on the market. As far as particular categories of dailies ad market are considered, we still can observe large decrease in the recruitment ads, down by 64%, automotive down by 25%, telecom 30%, real estate 40%, and financials down by 10%. The only growing categories includes announcement by 9% and education by 8%. As far as share of particular categories in daily's ad expenditure are concerned, recruitment and real estate lost their share, where announcement, education, entertainment, and financial products grew their share in daily's ad expenditure. Continue on daily's on the next page. That's the results of our daily segment. Just to remind you that this segment includes Gazeta Wyborcza, Metro, our special project and printing. What I would like to stress is that with the decline in revenues by 12.3%, we managed to reduce operating costs by 12.2%. The revenues of daily segment third quarter was equal to 156.4 million zlotys and decreased by 12.3%. Still, large decline can be observed in the ad revenues, 27.1%. Gazeta copy sale revenues are growing by 4.2% as a result of the copy price increase of Gazeta introduced twice this year. Contract printing positively contributes to the segment results as well. Operating cost of the segment was reduced by 12.2%. And this result was achieved by a decrease by 33% promotion and marketing expenditure, staff cost reduction by 13.3%, and lower production volume. Bottom line, operating EBITDA of the segment equal to 41.1%, operating EBITDA margin at the level of 26.3%. Continue on dailies. Gazeta preserves its leadership position in the quality newspaper segment, with average copy sales at the level of 353,000 copies in third quarter. We are glad that our newspaper is the most often selected quality title. In third quarter, Gazeta lost nearly 10% of its paid circulation. It's difficult to talk about copy sales of Dziennik because data includes sales only for 2 months, but the copy sales of Gazeta Pravda till September 11 was equal to 62,100 copies, and the copy sales of new title, the Dziennik Gazeta Pravda, from September 14 to September till the end of September was equal on average to 126,000 copies. Tabloids, Fakt and Super Express noted also a decline to copy sales by 6.1% and 7.7% respectively. It's worth stressing that we increased copy sales revenue despite difficult daily market conditions. In third quarter, Gazeta achieved very good weekly readership rates, reaching nearly 4.2 million readers. That means 14%. We are taking a lot of effort to reach new readers with our content. That's why we developed the presence of our paper content online in the third quarter within our Wyborcza.pl. For example, we launched a service called Wysokie Obcasy, online version of Saturday paper addition to Gazeta. This service quickly gained popularity with internet user, and it doubled the number of users within the month from the start. In the third quarter, we introduced new video program as well, with interviews on important social and ethical matters, and that's again based on the content from Gazeta appears on Wyborcza.pl. In third quarter, we also enriched the offer of classified ads in internet to enrich our double media offer for advertisers and our clients. On next page, page number 8, Metro. Metro ad revenues decreased by 24.5%, and revenues from display ads decreased at the same level as dailies ad spends by 23%. Despite that, our free newspaper maintained its share in dailies ad expenditure at the level of 4%. Metro achieved good results as far as readership is concerned. The title is the third most read nationwide daily, with average daily readership of the level of 3.5%, that translates into 1.1 million of polls. Additionally, Metro has a great readership structure. We consider that good readership figures and a good readership structure would translate into positive contribution to group's bottom line after the recession is over. What I would like to add is that our free newspaper is very well received by the market. Metro was awarded in Media and Marketing magazine for its unique quality, dynamics, development of advertising offer and social activities in the internet. On the next page, page number 9, special projects in third quarter noted deliver again good results with the revenues of 12.5 million zlotys. We are glad that profitability of the business grows as the confirmation of popularity and sales success of our music publication. Let me present the titles granted to our records by the Polish Society of the Phonographic Industry, Gold, Platinum and Diamonds. Just to remind you that to be granted a gold record, you have to sell 10,000 records. Platinum records need to be sold in 20,000 copies, where diamonds records need to be sold in 100,000 copies. In case of our collection Great Operas, which is a diamond collection, each of the volume was sold in at least 100,000 copies. Positive EBITDA at the level of 1.5 million zlotys. On the next page, internet. Total revenues increased in third quarter by 2.6%, equal to 19.9 million zlotys, of which display ads were equal to 11.9 million and classified 5.4 million. I would like to remind you that the ad expenditure in the internet grew by less than 1%. Trader contributed in the results 2.5 million from display and 2.7 million from classified ads in Vortals. Operating costs of the segment increased by 2.3%. The main reasons of the increase was the growth in marketing and promotional expenditure by 13.6% and the higher D&A cost by 66.7%. The increase in staff costs was impeded, what can be attributed to annualization effect of Trader and, of course, the staff reduction. In August, total number of real users of services from Gazeta.pl group was equal to 9.7 million people who spent on our online services 95 minutes on average. The reach of our online service was equal to 58%. We maintain strong position in all thematic categories. We constantly develop our offer. In third quarter, we launched new homepage of Gazeta.pl, which was warmly welcomed by internet users. Moreover, on the basis of the agreement with Microsoft, we launched Polish version of MSN portal, msn.gazeta.pl, which is further developed within Gazeta.pl group. We constantly search for synergies between segments of our group, especially while launching new project. Service Wyborcza.biz, a work of the internet, that's the example, a work of the internet segment and the journalists from Gazeta Wyborcza. It's a very good example of the effective use of the content created within the group and addressing it to different users. Going to the next page, outdoor. Our ad revenues in third quarter equal to 35.8 million and decreased by 11.9%. The total ad expenditure in outdoor advertising market declined by 21%. Such a significant decline can be attributed to the discount pressure on the market. Due to the smaller than market decline in ad revenues, IMS strengthened its position in ad expenditure in outdoor, increasing its share in outdoor ad expenditure to 26%. This result was achieved thanks to the ad campaign executed on the premium segment panels due to the investment made last year. IMS increased number of panels in that segment, and its share in premium segment panels is equal right now to 13%. In IMS, we are controlling costs as well. The reduction in campaign execution costs was down by 29.3%. Reduction in system maintenance costs down by 0.9, staff cost decline by 7.7, promotional marketing costs down by 13.1. The only cost position which grew is D&A, and that's 27.6% as a result of the investment activities in the previous year. The actions taken within the operating efficiency improvement plan brings good results, and we are going to continue them. Currently, we are working in IMS to simplify the organization structure within the IMS group, and we are trying to further putting a lot of effort to limit the cost on in IMS. Outdoor remains one of our core areas of activities, but due to the difficult market situation, we have to match our objective to market possibilities. Moving to the next page, magazines. Revenues of our magazine segment dropped by 17.3%, but the operating cost was down by 19.6%. Revenues of Agora's magazine segment was equal to 22.4 million and decreased by 17.3%, and ad revenues decreased by 18.4%, mainly due to the reduction of in ad expenditure by advertisers from building and appliances categories. As a result of the implementation of the operating efficiency improvement plan and strict cost control, all the cost categories were reduced, which led to 19.6% decrease in operating costs. The largest reduction took place in promotion and marketing, 37.3%, staff costs 19.6%, material and energy costs by 10.7%. We are glad that despite the drop in copy sales, our key magazines remain popular with the readers and maintain their position in selected magazine segment. It is worth stressing that we maintain readership reach on the same or similar level to the previous year, despite such a large reduction in promotion and marketing. I would like to remind you that the readership rates is an important argument during the negotiation with the media houses. The readership reach of our magazine suggests that our readers select our magazine because we offer them a very attractive content. Agora's share in ad expenditure in magazines is equal to 12%. Despite difficult conditions on the ad market, the operating EBITDA margin is at the level of 21.9%, and that's improved by 2.3 percentage points, and operating EBITDA level is equal to 4.9 million zlotys. Going to the next page, page number 13, radio. Our radio business noted a 25.8% decline in revenues, but operating costs in the segment was reduced by 26.1%. This includes a reduction in promotion and marketing costs by 41.4% and reduction in staff costs by 30.6%. Decrease in ad revenues of our radio business costs a slight decrease in Agora's share in radio ad market, down by 0.5%. Daily reach of our local radio station was maintained at the same level, where Talk FM increased slightly its reach, gaining further popularity with listeners. Our local radio station are strong players on their broadcasting market, including those most attractive for advertising, like Warsaw or Silesia district. We continue development of distribution platform. In third quarter, we launch two new channels on Tuba FM, that's internet site, one in cooperation with our portal gazeta.pl, and the second one with our free daily Metro. Positive operating EBITDA at the level of 0.9 million, up by 12.5%, and operating EBITDA margin equal to 6.5%, up by 2.2 percentage points. To sum up, consistent implementation of the operating efficiency improvement plan and strict cost control allow us to stood the test of difficult quarter in the ad market. As a result of the staff reduction, we decreased the number of employees by 473 comparing to the end of December 2008. Full effect will be visible next year. We are pleased with the result of restructuring and development of our current businesses so far, and therefore we are going to continue with our operating efficiency improvement plan. And that's the end of our presentation. We will be happy to take any questions that you might have.